This is Longing for the Dark of Her Nocturnal Life, written by Flower DeLuce and read by Tipsy Kitty. Blackbeard has never let Izzy run him through. He taught Izzy the same lesson Bonnet's learning on the moonlit deck, back when he'd only two scars on his belly from duels well won. Izzy didn't leave the third or fourth. He's never marked Edward. Edward moans as Bonnet recovers his blade. It's not that which boils Izzy's blood like Calker's pitch, but the gentle way he encourages. Slowly, that's it. Keep pulling. Ah, gone, man. Yeah. Even now, Edward treats Bonnet tenderly. He spares him the display that drives men mad. Withdrawing his opponent's sword, how a lion shakes a thorn from its paw, blood spewing as he turns the weapon on them, steel warmed from his guts. Izzy has witnessed all but those first two occasions when Blackbeard laughed in the face of evisceration. This one, he can bear no longer. The aftermath's never pretty. In the years he's served on Blackbeard's crew, Izzy's mended him after the horror shows. Bonnet, naturally, is protected from this, too. It's not without a sense of pride that Izzy realizes he has a part of Edward that Bonnet never will. "Why'd you let him do this?" Izzy asks, dabbing Edward's wound with the whiskey-soaked rag. "He's getting too big for his boots." Edward hisses at the contact.
"Doesn't wear boots. And I didn't let him. Told him to."
"I know." Edward chews his thumb while Izzy works.
"Why do you do this?"
Izzy sighs. "'Cause I hate seeing you hurt."
"Doesn't hurt."
"No, Bonnet doesn't cause hurt. That's why they must be rid of him. Because Edward only comes to Izzy in times of pain. And it's pain Izzy knows. The kind that doesn't leave marks, too. If Edward has no pain coming, Izzy'll cause it. Then, like always, he'll be there." The end.